Thank you, Sam. We're delighted to join you on Hope at Home today. I'm Willie Oliver.
And I'm Elaine Oliver. So how's everybody doing? I'm sure we're all now beginning to adjust to a new normal, living with the realities of COVID-19. As we begin to reintegrate into life outside of quarantine, let's remember to continue to take precautions that will keep us and others safe, such as wearing a mask, washing our hands regularly, avoid touching our face, and practicing social distancing. As we get into our topic today, let's begin with prayer.
Let's pray.
Dear God, we thank you for giving us a new opportunity today to turn our hearts and our minds towards you.
And thank you that we can always trust you for whatever we need. And even now, we pray for parents, for children, for husbands and wives, for all members of the family. May we internalize your love and live for you today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
As the coronavirus was declared a pandemic, kids all over the world were sent home from school. Over the last few months, homeschooling and distance learning became realities for millions of children. A new study finds that the sudden onset of new educational procedures has shaken up the online media habits inside many homes. These data show that the need to teach children and keep them occupied swept aside former house rules regulating screen time and social media usage. Pearson and Connections Academy speaks to us about that.
Well, this report originates from high-tech learning tools from this company, Pearson, and the Online Connections Academy. It shows 77% of parents said they enforced household rules about screen time and the use of technology as of February 2020. However, 2 months later, after COVID-19 changed homes into schools and workplaces in the wake of social distancing guidelines, 76% of those same parents reported that they suspended those rules. 76%.
Wow, that's something.
Screen time limits were stretched, and restrictions on the use of social media or online entertainment were suspended.
You know, in the study, 81% of the parents said that the benefits of online learning now outweigh concerns over screen time and the related restrictions for activities like social media. These parents believe that technology is helping their children become more self-sufficient. Still, the fact remains that for young minds, too much screen time can limit neurological development, impact eye health, increase the prevalence of ADHD, and affect sleep.
So parents, it's time to raise your awareness when it comes to understanding the impact of technology, both positive and negative, and to work on finding the right balance of time spent online and offline. We recognize it's much harder for parents today than it was when we were raising our kids. It was much simpler then. We just had to turn off the TV or shut down the only computer that we had. Devices are now ubiquitous or everywhere, and life is even more complicated during the pandemic. So today, we will share some tips for parents and anyone who wants to set better boundaries with their technology so that we can all learn to guard our hearts and our minds.
That's right. While the study we cited earlier reported a large percentage of parents surveyed were not concerned with the increased screen time, we have heard many parents who are, as they should be. While there are many positive aspects of technology, there are also many negative qualities. Our children and teens today have been raised in a social media environment, and as savvy as you are as a parent, it's still unexplored territory that many are not prepared for.
So as parents, we need to understand that the battle with technology is not just a physical one, but it is also very much a spiritual battle. Satan knows that our children are precious to us and to God, and so he will do whatever it takes to capture their attention and their hearts. So we must keep in mind that the issue with managing technology, screen time, and social media is also a matter of spiritual warfare.
Spiritual warfare, indeed. The battle is not with your child. It is with the enemy. You know, the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8 declares, "Stay alert, watch out for your enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." What we do know is that Satan is active and ready and looking for children and parents who are not paying attention so that he can grab them, so that he can get them, so that they can become engaged and enmeshed in his tentacles and in his net.
So parents, don't despair. You're not fighting this battle alone. With Amen. God, all things are possible.
That's right.
To begin an intentional process of managing screen time, first, you must commit to praying regularly and specifically about this issue. Speak to God about what you need from him to help set the tone and boundaries necessary to keep your children in a healthy and safe place. So here we're going to start with a few tips. We're going to share a few tips today. And tip number one, we actually just said, commit to praying at the same time every day and specifically about managing screen time in your home. So we're not just talking about just praying, but praying at the same time. This is going to be time that you set aside to pray for God's wisdom to help you know how to manage the screen time in your home. So we recognize this is very difficult for you parents today because the devices are everywhere. Every child has their own device or devices. Parents have several devices. And so this is something that's going to require intentional, specific prayer. And we believe that God will provide the wisdom that we need to help us learn how to manage the screen time.
So essentially what we're saying is that your prayer needs to be intentional, needs to be directed, and needs to be specific. When you pray to God about something specific, you expect him to answer. So tip number one is very important. Tip number two, increase your awareness of the dangers online. Technology has many benefits and blessings, such as the ability to access resources and information, keeping in touch with your teens, and also provides a relatively easy way to stay in touch with family and friends wherever they live in the country or any place that they live in the world. So there are many good things, positive things about technology. We don't want to forget that.
Absolutely. However, there are dangers, and if there are blessings, there are also curses. So some of those would include online predators, cyberbullying, sexting, and access to dark and destructive things such as pornography. In addition, the more time your teen or child spends online, there's a higher chance that they will experience depression and anxiety. So parents, you have to know what your child is exposed to and make it your business to find out what tools and filters are available to protect your child from these online dangers. Now, we know that there are all kinds that our kids are very savvy. You know, they're very smart, and some of them might be trying to outdo you, but it's your job as a parent to make sure that you're on top of what's out there. And there are many online sources that will provide ways in which you can protect your child. We want to stress, parents, don't be naive. We hear many parents say, oh, but we trust our child. And I think we've said this several times on this program, trust and verify. We call it monitoring our children. It doesn't mean that we don't trust them, but it means that we stay in touch with what they're doing, asking them questions about where they're visiting, the sites that they're visiting. As they get older, we have more confidence in them, but we should still be monitoring what they're doing because there are predators out there that are trying to get our children, even our young children, not just the teenagers.
That's right. It means then, parents, that you have to stay up on the technology. I know most of us who have younger children and our children are now grown and gone from home. But those of you who have children at home, teenagers and younger children, they're very savvy. They know just about everything there is to know about media, and they certainly are running miles ahead of their parents. So as parents, Google stuff, speak to your friends. If you have friends who are experts on cyber stuff and online stuff, you know, go to technology stores and find out what are the latest gadgets that you have for monitoring what's happening on the devices of your children.
In fact, before you go on, yes. Just recently, a friend who has young children shared that there are apps available that parents can use to actually shut down all the devices in their home. Now, again, we're going to talk some more about how we can handle the situation, but just be aware that there are resources out there that you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
That's right. You want to trust your children. And at the same time, you want to help them to stick to the family rules. So you may want to find some of those apps and shut it all down when it's time to go to sleep. Tip number three, parents need to make a more intentional effort to connect with their child or children or teenagers every day. We must remember that principles and values are caught more so than they're taught. Parents must model social media habits and healthy technology use. We recognize that the pandemic has made it increasingly difficult for parents. However, even before COVID-19, many of us were merely living on the periphery of parenting. That means on the outside edges of parenting. The busyness of our lives gave us an excuse to let so many important aspects of family life go by the wayside. However, now we have the opportunity to reflect, assess, and make the necessary changes. We must stay on top of these issues. They're important. They are crucial, and they will make the difference between what happens to our children in the days ahead and as they go away for college and become adults. What they learn now will stay in them and will help guide their habits when it comes to online consumption.
Absolutely. We as parents need to provide our children with a healthy legacy by the time, memories, and feelings of connectedness which they, when they leave our home. So as you're saying, it's going to go with them. They may not do everything that we did at home. They may not even sometimes look like they remember anything that they did at home, but believe it or not, it will be there. So when parents set healthy boundaries around their own phones and devices and engage with children regularly, your child will develop a closer relationship and connectedness with you. That's what they're craving.
That's right.
They're craving connectedness. This connection makes it easier, not easy, to discuss the issue of managing screen time. Again, we know that social media may seem a lot more compelling and attractive than having a conversation with you. However, your children, your teenagers really need your time and attention. And so we are stressing that you must make the time for your children. even in the midst of your busy schedules, and we've been saying this over and over, make that time for bonding, for talking with your kids. And sometimes it doesn't even require an entire hour, but just tuning in to what your child is thinking about, what they're doing, how they're feeling, and taking the time to play with them and to talk with them and discuss their feelings will make a huge difference in, believe it or not, how you're managing your screen time.
Here's the reality. Parenting goes by very quickly, at least when your children are small and at home. Before you know it, your five-year-old will be 10 or 15 or 20, and they're gone from home. Before you know it, your teenager will get through high school and be gone to college. Before you know it, a few snaps of your finger, and all of a sudden, that little person is now a big person. And so every opportunity that you have to connect with them, and especially to guide them with developing healthy habits and practices, is absolutely essential, especially for parents who are Christian and who want their children to have Christian values and connect with God. So taking the time to connect instead of just being on devices all the time is absolutely essential. Let's go to tip number four. Develop a family media plan technology. A family media plan, because technology should work. Let me say that again. We should develop a family media plan. There you go. A family media plan. Technology should work within your family values and parenting values. When technology and social media are used thoughtfully and appropriately, they can enhance daily life. But when used inappropriately or without thought, media can displace many important activities such as face-to-face interaction, family bonding time, outdoor play, exercise, unplugged downtime, as much as needed sleep. By creating a personalized family media use plan, you can be aware of when you're using media to achieve your purpose. But this requires parents and children to think about what they want those purposes to be. So talk with your kids, spend time together, have fun. The more fun you have together, the easier it's going to be to have those conversations. The more they feel connected to you, the easier it's going to be for them to pay attention to what you're trying to communicate to them each day.
Right. And so always keep in mind that children haven't fully developed their executive function, the part of their brain that allows them to manage their emotions and attention. This means that children are relying on us, parents, to provide guidance as well as new ways of learning and living. So while it's great when boundaries and limits are reached through consensus by using a family media plan, which we're suggesting, there are times when kids really just need us to set those limits.
That's right.
So parents, don't be afraid to be parents. Our kids need our guidance. They need our support. They need our leadership. And so we should not be afraid to provide that. But certainly, as we develop this plan, we can try to come to some consensus. And if our children are old enough, they can, as we usually say, participate in planning how the devices are going to be used, always making sure to integrate into this plan your values as a family. How much time do you want to spend on the screen, or how much time do you want to spend sleeping? Because we need sleep if our brains are going to work well and if we're going to think clearly, and how much time we're going to spend together as a family. And so don't be afraid to be the parent. As I often say to parents, we are the adults in this relationship.
That's right. So unless you're intentional about spending that time and that bonding time, and may I add something that we weren't going to share here, but we're going to share it now. Make sure that when you have dinner time, those moments that you spend together are a sanctified moment. For them to be maximized, get a media basket where everyone places their device before going to dinner. Even the parents, especially the parents, because children are always watching what parents are doing. There's so much more we want to say about this topic, so we may have to do a follow-up show on this. In the meantime, the most important thing parents can do is to stay connected to God, the source of all wisdom and power. I love what the Bible has to say in 2 Timothy 1:7, and it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind." So as parents, don't be afraid. Trust God for power, for love, and a sound mind to be the kind of parent that will provide children, your children, with the values and self-control that will help keep them safe. We want your children to be safe. God wants your children to be safe. You want your children to be safe. When they learn these important boundaries, when they practice them because you're modeling them, your home will be a happier, healthier, more connected place where God will be honored and his love will be reflected in your everyday interactions with one another as parents and children. Thank you for joining us today.
God bless you.